Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Back on Hurricanes Rewind, University of Miami basketball team coming off an incredible Elite Eight run a year ago. Practice started this week. Some new faces for University of Miami head coach Jim Larrañaga.
The Elite Eight, coach, it was a remarkable run. You captured the heart of South Florida, I think the nation, to be honest with you. What kind of effect did that have on your program after you made that run, whether it was in recruiting or, just overall awareness in the country? How do you think it affected your program? It had to be many different positive ways that it's going to help your program.
Well, in terms of recruiting, we had already signed the four freshmen, but I think it was instrumental in us signing Norshad Omier and Nigel Pack, because those guys watched us play, loved the way we played. I think Nigel sees himself as another Charlie Moore. And Norshad is from Nicaragua, and he went to Miami Prep here in Miami. And so him coming back to Miami for the University of Miami, I think he felt like he was coming home. And that's a big deal that these two young men, you know, transferred after having great seasons with their team. Nigel Pack went to Kansas State. He was first team All Big 12 and averaged like 17, 18 points a game. Norshad Omier went to Arkansas State, was the player of the year, the defensive player of the year. I believe he was the leading scorer and rebounder in the league. So those two guys were enjoying great success and obviously could have stayed there and enjoyed that same kind of success this season. And they chose, it was their option, put their name in the portal, see what's out there, evaluate your options, and make the best choice. And they both chose the University of Miami, and we are thrilled that they've done that.
I know that you like routine, and you have some guys on your roster that will or have been with you for a while now. Anthony Walker, Isaiah Wong, Bensley Joseph will be his second year. Harlan Beverly will be his fourth year. Ja'Kai will be his second year. Ja'Kai Robinson. So you have some players. Jordan Miller will be his second year. That core guys have been with your program, and that's got to be important, right? And Wooga, I forgot Wooga.
It's
Wooga
hugely Poplar. Important because basically we graduated three senior starters in Charlie Moore, Cam Augustine, and Sam Wardenburg. That means we've got two starters returning, and those two starters are Isaiah Wong, who everybody knows and loves. He's a tremendous competitor, works really hard, has enjoyed a lot of success here at Miami. And then Jordan Miller fit in so great last year. He's a very versatile performer. And I just love the improvement that he has shown. He's playing great, and I think he's going to have a great year. When you add to that another senior in Anthony Walker, and then two sophomores, Bensley Joseph and Wooga Poplar, we still have, you know, like six guys who have experience, and that's nice. And you take the six newcomers with the six veterans, and you got a good team. Now, whether or not they can blend their talents together like last year's team did, you know, you just don't know. Right. But Joe, since my staff and I have been here, you know, we got to the Sweet 16 back in 2013. I think we did the same thing in 16 or 17, and then this past year we got to the Sweet 16 and didn't stop. We moved on to the Elite Eight. So we've enjoyed a lot of success. We've had teams that were beat up a little bit that didn't play quite as well. Back when we had Lonnie Walker, we made the NCAA tournament, but we played without Bruce Brown, who had broken his foot.
Right.
And that really hurt us. And so we've been to the NCAA tournament. Joe, you probably know, is it five times in the last 10 years?
It is, yeah. Three.
And then you
three.
Add the NIT, get to the championship game in one season, and getting in my first year here, we got to the NIT. So we've really been in postseason seven of the last 10 years. So we're very proud of that. We want to get the crowds back filling the Watsco Center. We went on a three-year tear of being totally sold out. Even before ACC games began, we were sold out three straight years. And then, of course, COVID hit. And we didn't have, you know, fans at all. And now, last season, I thought the fans really turned out, especially the students. The student support we got was fantastic. And we met today with the marketing department, and I think that we have a very good plan to get those students back and really create a tremendous atmosphere at the Watsco Center.
Yeah, you had some great crowds last year for the Florida State game was really good and the Virginia game. And I should mention that conference play, again, begins early. You're going to open up conference play against Louisville in early December. But more importantly, talking about the home atmosphere, North Carolina State on December 10th and Virginia, and they're going to have a great team on December 20th. So early ACC conference games, and those early conference games count just as much as the late ones.
And last year, Joe, if you remember, we opened up ACC play with four straight home games. We were 4-0 going to Duke, beat Duke to go 5-0. So those early games really created the confidence, and it snowballed and made us a tougher team throughout January and February and March.
Yeah, so get your tickets. College basketball is unbelievable. And, of course, last year the run to the Elite Eight, so much fun and brought – so much exhilaration to South Florida. The season opens on November the 7th, Monday, November 7th against Lafayette, a 7:30 tip-off at the Watsco Center. Just wanted to mention that. Season begins November 7th. You mentioned Isaiah Wong comes back. Where would you like to see his game go this year?
Well, I think, you know, he's such a tough competitor and such a great scorer. You know, when he's at his best, he's also playing great defense and defensive rebounding. One of the things that Cam McGusty did last year, he kind of elevated his defense and rebounding game. And I think that led him to being named first-team All-ACC. I'd like Isaiah to do the same. He's always going to be able to score. But when he defends and rebounds, we become a much better basketball team. And because we're very undersized, we're gonna need everything from Isaiah. Scoring, rebounding, assisting, defense, and I think he's very, very capable of doing it, and I'm very, very confident he will deliver.
He had that great dunk in the Auburn game. At the Sweet 16 or the second round, he had that great dunk in the Auburn game. I have to tell our audience that in summer practice, he had a repeat dunk in practice one day.
Oh, he had it the other day. We scrimmaged in practice. Let me see. It was not this week. It was not yesterday, but it was probably on Friday. And he went coast to coast and just slammed it on the opponent, who happened to be his teammates, but they were the opponent that day. And no, he's a terrific athlete, a great kid. I'm just happy that he's come back for his senior year because he's very, very close to graduating. And we want him to earn his degree. We've had 100% graduation rate of anybody that stays all 4 years. So we want to keep that record intact.
At this point of practice, and it's early, only a couple days in, what are you installing? What are some of the things that you're emphasizing right now?
Well, there are a few things we started to implement in the summertime. Just introducing things and, you know, not repeating them too often, but giving our players a little bit of a taste. So last year, our main offense was called five out. So we introduced that early in the summer, and of course, our veterans were familiar with it, so they did a good job. And then our new guys were learning it. At the defensive end of the floor, we're primarily a man-to-man team. So we introduced our man-to-man defense and explained to the guys, you know, what's expected of them. And at both ends of the court, we have five commitments, Joe. Defensively, it's to convert and set our defense every time. Second, to put pressure on the basketball. Third, to pack the lane to prevent penetration. Fourth, to contest all shots hands high without fouling. We don't like fouls. And fifth, we want a defensive rebound and run. And then our five commitments offensively, we want to run for layups or open threes. We want to share the ball on offense. Five guys, only one ball. We got to get everybody a touch. We want to penetrate the defense. We want to get good shots both inside and outside. And then we want to attack the offensive boards. So those are our 10 commitments. Those are the things our players got introduced to during the summer. And now we're in full practice. We went 2 hours today from 3 to 5, and it's going to be that way now until the start of the season.
Your team became so good at turning the opponent over a year ago. Is that something that you can tell if you'll be good at now, or is that something that evolves as practice continues toward the season?
Well, it's certainly something that has to evolve. We're not very good at it now. Although today, the last play of practice was we scrambled, we trapped the ball handler, he threw a pass, Isaiah Wong stole it, and dunked it to end practice. I thought it was a great way to end practice. And because Isaiah is familiar with the defense and knew how to anticipate, rotate, and make the steal, the veteran players are pretty good at it. But the young guys, the freshmen and the transfers, they have no clue yet. They're learning. They can't see it yet. They can't visualize it yet. And until they can anticipate passes and plays, they're not going to be able to scramble much. But I think in the long run, these freshmen are very gifted in that defensive category. So I think they can be very, very good.
Last year, the ACC came under a lot of criticism during the course of the year. It was generated by some of these so-called experts. At any rate, here we go to the NCAA tournament, and the ACC's got three teams in the final eight. What do you anticipate the league will be like this year?
Well, the reason that people were saying that the ACC was down because we had a lot of non-conference losses that were not expected. And we all know that the ACC, I mean, we're expected to win almost every game in the non-conference. Yet there are a lot of very good teams on everybody's schedule that are very capable of knocking you off. And it doesn't matter if you're home or on the road. But I think because of the number of veteran players returning at many of the schools, that I think the league is going to be a little bit better prepared early. And I anticipate that'll mean more non-conference wins, fewer non-conference upsets. And I think at the top of the league, it's ridiculously strong. Carolina is going to be preseason number one. Duke had the best recruiting class in the country. They're going to be very, very good again. Virginia may be the best team in the league because they've got their five starters back. Virginia Tech is loaded. Notre Dame is loaded. Syracuse, I think, will have a bounce back year. They were a little bit hurt by some injuries last season. I think they'll be back. Florida State is always good. Leonard Hamilton does a tremendous job. So up and down the league, I think Boston College will be better. Louisville will be better. Pittsburgh will be much improved. Georgia Tech, Clemson, those are tough opponents no matter where you play them. Because even if they're not having a great year in conference play, two teams play, one of them loses. So you can have a bunch of losses because you lost to somebody good.
Yeah.
And you know, you lose a few of those, and everybody says, oh, they're not very good this year. I don't buy that.
Thank you for joining us here tonight. Always fun to talk basketball. Can't wait for the season to start and look forward to seeing you quite a bit.
Okay, Joe. Thank you.
All right. That's University of Miami head coach Jim Larrañaga joining us.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.